Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher, dictating an endoscopy report on Raul Velasquez, date of birth 6/10/1938, date of procedures 4/30/2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Gulcher, dear, referring physicians, Dr. Michael Gordon. Procedure performed is incomplete colonoscopy, flexible sigmoidoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is abnormal CT scan with thickening in the distal descending / proximal sigmoid colon. Description, procedure, informed consent is obtained. Period, possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as a possibility of messing lesions, such as malignancy, well expensive patient. Patients brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed. Period. Well lubricated lymph video pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced to the area where there was a collapsed, poorly distensible colon, approximately 30 to 40 centimeters from the anal verge, this area was traversed with the pediatric colonoscope and advanced further where there was a significant amount of tortuosity and looping. Tortuosity and looping, and the scope was unable to be advanced all the way to the cecum. Period. The scope was then removed, and a adult gastroscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced to the distalmost extent, with again significant tortuosity and looping. But again, without ability to reach the cecum. Period. Careful examination is made in the area that appeared to be the transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Bell prep score was poor throughout, with some solid and liquid stool debris noted. Period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. In the area of the sigmoid at 30 to 40 centimeters from the anal verge, there was noted to be significant edema. And erythema, as well as thickening of the mucosa, with both air and CO2, the colon was collapsed and poorly distensible, there was no evidence of an obvious mass. However, distinction was difficult to make due to difficulty with visualization, period. Biopsies were obtained in this area for further evaluation and histology and to rule out a mass lesion. Next line, at approximately 30 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of scarring and erythema. This was at the distalmost extent of the segment above, period. Biopsies were obtained in this area as well, period. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive sigmoid polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small noted on retroflexion. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology, which will be sent in for stat evaluation. Next line. At the same time, we'll recommend CT colonography to further delineate the area in question, as well as to evaluate the remainder of the mucosa that was unable to be reached due to incomplete colonoscopy. Next line. Follow up in the office to discuss next steps based on the above findings. Next line, if patient is found to have biopsies consistent with cancer, we'll refer to oncology and surgery. As well as we'll need CA and CT chest, abdomen, pelvis for further evaluation. Next line, if patient biopsies are unremarkable and CT colonography shows persistent mass, may need further discussion regarding repeat procedure versus surgical evaluation. Given difficulty visualizing the mucosa. Next line. Okay to resume anticoagulation. Thank you.